host.
Hi, this is Brandon from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So your responses are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And let me also ask you, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Elred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates, if they are better?
Undecided yet.
Oh, gotcha. But if you would have to choose, I mean, between Kamala Harris as president, Colin Elred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas.
Probably Kamala Harris.
Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? To make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable, to stop Texas extreme abortion ban, to stop Texas show me your papers, law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them, to support public school by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 years old for assault weapons and restrict guns if have mental illness history, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable, or to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA or MAGA followers?
I think for now it's the homeowner insurance.
Okay, the auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Is that
yes.
Correct? Okay.
Correct.
And which is the next biggest motivator? To stop Texas extreme abortion ban? To stop Texas show me your papers, law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person doesn't have proof of citizen of them, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 years old for assault weapons and restrict guns if have mental illness history, or to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable, or to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers?
I'll say the education.
Okay,
topic.
To support public schools by supporting the diversion. Got it. And in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion law? Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions.
I think take out the woman's right to
to control their own bodies?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your gender? Male? Female?
Male.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, or 40, 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
18 to 39.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, or Asian or Pacific Island descent, White Caucasian?
Asian.
Asian?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Facebook, Meta, or Meta?
Yes.
TV streaming such as Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount Plus?
Hulu.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. YouTube TV?
Just YouTube, YouTube TV.
Okay. TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Yes.
And TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate all your answers, and have a blessed day, sir.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.